Now it's down to one.
Yep.
Do you take responsibility for what's happened at the moment? From where the club was when you came into where it is now, do you take responsibility for that?
I think what I would take responsibility for is the last few games in terms of the goals we've conceded. I've taken responsibility because I took the job. Okay, but the change was made for a reason. And the goal difference was alarming. We seemed to stop that for a bit in terms of the 1-1s and 1-0 and, you know, one goal deficit. You know, today it's a 2-goal. It's been 3 goals and 3 goals. I know that, you know, but it's not easy, never going to be easy at all to change this or turn this around.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers.
Paul, are you feeling any pressure at all with what's going on? Is it?
Do
you wake up in the morning and scratch your head and think, where do I go from here?
I think with the changes that I've made, I've been pleased with the players I've brought in. And I think, you know, I'm looking, like I said there to the players, I'm looking for the chaps to hold their hands up. You know, if you make an error, or you cost us, or you need to hold your hands up. And I think I've been searching for that since I come in. I've been searching for, you know, to see if the players understand where the problems are. You know, because it's very hard to get a settled place and team spirit when, you know, two or three have moved on, four have moved on, and the ones that are still here mixing in with the new ones, and we're conceding goals. It's very difficult. It's a difficult time at the moment, but I don't think we're actually a million miles away. The players, I thought tonight, if the players tonight are down tools and not tried, I'd be ultra worried. But they didn't do that. I just think, you know, we've got to be better. We've got to find a way. Like all the teams that are down in and around us, we've got to try and find a way of winning games.
Obviously, you live in a media age where social media prevalence and conversations between players and supporters come up. There's a number of tweets come out tonight about Lee Vaughan being left out. He wasn't obviously happy. It's obviously something that happens in football, and fans get concerned by that. Do you understand those, that the reasons why?
I don't do social media. Okay, so all I do is football management and coaching, and I try and get honest players, and I'd like to think that if any player had a problem, he'd knock on the door and come and see me. If he don't, there's a worry. So yeah, you know, any player this season at Cheltenham, you know, we just said in there everybody thinks that their position's safe. None of us do. You know, we're not winning games. We've not been winning games for a long time. We all need to man up.
Yeah, obviously when that happens and the fans who are already a bit discontented hear that, then the chant shout. I mean, were you aware of those while the game was going
on? No, I wasn't aware of that. And, you know, Cheltenham fans have been different class. Look, they've been suffering this year like all of us. So, you know, all we're doing every day is working our socks off to try to turn the ship around. And I understand frustrations. I understand the pressures of management, the pressures of being a player, because I've done both of them for quite a while. So I know it's about trying to get wins, and trust me, I've done everything humanly possible to try and get a positive place, you know, mindset at the training ground, try and get a positivity in the place. But look, everyone needs to take responsibility. I think that's obvious.
Is this the toughest moments you've had in football?
It's the toughest job. Yeah, it's a tough job. It's tough to come in and take something over that's not on the up. And I take the questions of being whatever we were above relegation. I take that on the chin, but we're falling away. We're just falling away, you know. Managers don't leave because things are great, okay? Mark did a tremendous job here, but, you know, when I come in, it was on a down, and it's very hard to turn something around. It don't just happen straight away.
Obviously, how important is it going to be for the fans to come on Saturday with a positive mood and get behind the team?
It's not
and not take that ill feeling maybe from tonight into the two minutes to three on Saturday.
The way it works is we start to hold on better in games, score goals, give the fans something to cheer about. That's how it works. I'm not expecting anything from anybody. Okay, there's a responsibility with the football players at Cheltenham Town Football Club that have been here for all season or 18 months, the new ones that have come in that have only been here for 2 games, and myself and the staff. And that's the way it is. I don't want anybody to give me any leg ups or favours or whatever. I know what I've took on. Been in the job, 11 or 12 league games. It's not a really long time, but, you know, at the same time, I knew how tough it was going to be.